Teenagers in the 1950s had higher-pitched, perky, breathy voices that signaled they were squeaky clean and conformed with traditional family values. Post-World War II prosperity had created a generation with disposable income and leisure time, which had never really happened before, and sure does explain an awful lot.
By the 1960s, teens were either partying on the beach or really into counterculture, man. It reflected two distinct responses to social upheaval. Either living in a bubble of upper-middle-class wealth or rebelling against the status quo by embracing far-out but groovy ideas like peace and love.
This one had a tougher, more jaded, grittier delivery that showcased a world weariness, disillusionment, and a loss of innocence due to counterculture failing to change society. Nobody was trying to be good or revolutionary. They were either trying to survive or embracing disco-hedonism.
Like the 80s, or more like specifically like the Reagan era, you know? Brought back like conspicuous like consumption? So we, like, have money and, like, perform vapidity as, like, a form of privilege. Like, we're rich again and, like, safe. So we're, like, just going to act like nothing bad ever happened, you know? Like, I'd never wear anything that wasn't, like, brightly neon or suggested I didn't go to prep school. Like, gag me with a spoon.
This was a weird decade because Gen X was still materialistic and largely privileged but self-aware and ironic. The vocabulary from the 80s was still there, but they said whatever with an eye roll instead of a giggle. And the rise of alternative culture and grunge in response to events like the fall of the Berlin Wall showed that they rejected the superficiality of the 80s, which created a sense of aimlessness and detachment, but genuine care.
Post-9/11 America saw a return to superficial concerns after brief unity, and reality TV largely shifted the tone from sarcastic 90s speak to vocal fry, which was often used to sound more authoritative and professional, which I think is interesting to note did happen after so many girls and women were criticized for using uptalk.
The shift from vocal fry performance to authentic vulnerability reflected the maturation of social media and growing backlash against fakeness. Teen girls stopped trying to sound like reality stars and started trying to just sound like themselves. The 2008 financial crisis and Occupy movements also created class consciousness that made conspicuous consumption less appealing, and then film moved from glossy productions to more indie aesthetics.
Get ready with me while I explain the shift from authentic vulnerability to hybrid performance that reflects the generation's unique position as digital natives who've seen all previous iterations of teen culture archived online and can literally consciously choose elements from each era, as well as just hijack any words they like from AAVE and the drag community. So the isolation that was experienced in 2020 made online identity primary, so now we have speech patterns represented that are simultaneously hyper-aware and genuinely expressive. They simultaneously embrace and mock all previous teen girl stereotypes, so they're in on the joke while also sincerely participating.